非常感谢神，我觉得今天的这个唱诗对我很有感触。
And I was so touched by your songs.
我觉得真的人生都在寻找一些东西。
Don't we all seek something in our lives?
我们出生的第一天起，我们就开始寻找人生的方向。
On the first day we were born, we seek the direction of life.
我们一直想得到一个钥匙，可以让我们走到永生的地方。
We were looking for a key which will bring us to eternity.
但是很多的时候，我们不知道这个路标在哪里。
But many times we just can't find the
direction. 我们也不知道这个目标在哪里。
Neither the goal.
我非常的感谢主，今天我能找到这个地方。
And I'm so thankful that I found your place today.
因为我以为我对这个地方很熟。
Because I thought I knew this area quite well.
所以我根本就没拿。地址我就开始往这条路上走。
I didn't even bring the address of this building.
当我到了那个路口的时候，我发现那个路口已经被封掉了。
And when I went forward, I realized that the road was blocked.
然后我发现我开始不知道怎么办。
Then I lost my sense of direction.
然后就回想我应该怎么转。
So I re-meditate like how should I make different turns?
在我印象当中，我知道一条路很远很远。
I knew there was a way kind of far from here.
对，非常。但是我转在那个地方转了很半天，我都不知道怎么过来。
And I tried to turn around, but I just couldn't make it through here.
这时候我就开始翻我的书包，我发现感谢上帝，我带了这个地址。
And I start looking things in my backpack, and I said, "Oh, great, I got the address actually."
所以我想着我应该可以从另外一头过来。
And I realized maybe I can come here through another route.
我心里有一个想法，就是假如这个地方是不能过来的话，你们就不会要我来这里了。
I thought if I could not come here, then you won't even bother to invite me.
所以我们想起一本圣经。
And I thought about what's in the Bible.
这本书
Bible itself.
它告诉我们有一条路通往上帝的路。
It tells us there's a way to God.
假如没有上帝这个地方，上帝不会告诉我们这条路怎么走。
If there's no God, there's impossible. He will show us the way.
但很多的时候，我们真的人生放弃了这样一个地址。
But the problem is, we oftentimes give up on the address of God.
所以我们人生变得没有目标。
So we are living a life without goal.
中国人特别喜欢福这个字。
And people, especially Chinese, love the word blessing.
每个人都想要祝福。
Everybody wants to bless others.
上一次我听远志明弟兄在分享他的那个布道会的时候，他讲这样的话。
And one time I went to the gospel meeting held by Brother Yuan.
他说每个人都在寻找这样的祝福。
He shared that everyone is looking for the blessing.
但是每个人不知道这个福到底是怎么样的。
But no one knows exactly what kind of blessing they're seeking.
我们也在寻找。
We are also seeking.
从我们出生第一天就寻找。
From the day we were born, we were seeking.
从小的时候，我们的父母就给我们取一个名字。
And we were given a name by our parents.
希望这个名字可以给我们带来祝福。
And which also supposed to bring us some kind of luck.
所以有的人就取了旺财呀、什么样的名字。
Some people have name which means to be prosperous, be rich.
但你知道，其实尽管这个名字在我们听起来是很不好听的。
And even though it may be an ugly name,
很多人希望钱就是祝福。
But they thought money is blessing.
很多人觉得名就是祝福。
Or a fame is blessing.
所以我们花一生的时间来追求名和利。
So we spend all our life to seek after those.
但是我们会发现很多人得到了名和利。
But even if we find or receive name and fame,
但是他们没有时间来享受他们的名和利。
But the problem is they won't have time to enjoy what they have gained.
在我们周边太多了。
We have seen many stories like that.
我们很多的朋友他们真的是有了官有了财有了名。
We have a lot of people were successful and rich.
昨天我一个很好的朋友去世了。
Yesterday, one of my good friends died.
我在网上看到他的消息。
I saw the news on the internet.
他是中国非常有名的相声演员。
And he was a very famous vocal person in China.
他叫侯耀文。
That's his name, 耀文侯。
对，大家都知道他爸爸。侯宝林先生是中国最著名的相声演员。
And his father was the most famous vocal eloquent person in China. My friend was only 59 years old.
他跟我很好。
He was a very close friend with me.
以前他是铁道文工团的团长。
He was the leader of the party organization in China. We actually had a lot of times perform together.
其实他是一个很好的人。
He was a great guy.
按我们人的标准呢，他真的是好得不得了。
From our standard, he's a good person.
他很善良。
He was very kind.
他很愿意去帮助别人。
He was willing to help others.
他相对很公义。
And he was quite fair.
当遇到不公义的事情之后，他愿意出来讲话。
And he wants to speak up when things are not done righteously.
但是他经常问我，哎呀，假如我死了的话会怎么样
？But he often questioned me then, what will happen to me if I die?
但是我一直跟他传福音，很遗憾他没有传福音。
I kept on sharing with him the love of God, but he did not believe.
因为他是一个党员。
Because he was a communist.
他很害怕的一点就是，他假如信了主之后。他会失去他现在拥有的一切。
He was afraid once he received the Lord, he will lose everything he has.
因为他以为有了名有了利就是他的所有。
He thought the name and fame and wealth he had was everything he has.
他以为钱和名会给他带来安全。
He thought the money and the fame will bring him security.
但是我们发现这一切很快就会消失。
But without knowing, all these things will disappear soon.
我们不知道明天会是什么样子。
We don't know what's about tomorrow.
我们真的每一个人，谁敢保证明天我们醒过能看见新的太阳？
Now anyone here can promise you know you will see the sun tomorrow?
但是很遗憾的是，很多人尽管知道这样的见证，他还是按照自己的方法往下走。
But unfortunately, even that's the case, people still pursue what they're pursuing.
很多人知道这一切不能给，但是带来所有的安全，但是他还是愿意往这条路走下去。
They knew these material things cannot bring them true security, but they still go on this path regardless.
尽管很多人都告诉我们这一条路是通向死亡之路，这个墙我们撞上的话会让你疼的，但是每个人还会往前走。
Even, many people have advised us, this is no way end, and you will just hit a brick wall at the end. Don't run on it, but we still pursue on this route.
我们仍旧在重复着同样的故事。
And this is a story repeated by everybody.
就像圣经上告诉我们说，过去的事就是日光之下无新事。
Just like people said, Bible says there's no new thing in this world.
过去的事情现在不被人纪念，现在的事情以后也不会有人纪念。
And what happened before, nobody will remember today. Neither will things happen today be remembered tomorrow by another generation.
但是这中间，假如有人相信这个真理的话。这是多么有福的事情。
But what a blessing that will be if among these generations someone believes in the truth.
我相信很多人，假如你是第一代从中国大陆移民到美国来的话，你会有很多的感受。
And I believe among us if you are the first generation immigrants from China.
假如你从中国来到美国，你无非就是想寻找一个更大的福气。
When you came to this country, you were seeking a greater blessing.
希望这里生活比大陆更好。
You felt the lifestyle here is better than that in China.
希望在这里可以更大的自己花费的余地。
And then you have more space to develop your potential.
但是我们会发现，我们到这地方并不像我们想象那样。
But when you came to this country, it was kind of surprising.
非常感谢上帝，这段时间我有机会接触到这里非常低层的一些从大陆来的移民。
And I was very fortunate that I made friends with several levels of people
at the lowest level here. 他们非常辛勤的工作。
They work really hard.
他们曾经冒着一个抱着一个非常大的梦想。
They came to this country with a big dream.
以为这个地方会让他的梦想。
Thinking this is a place where their dream can be realized.
他们发现几年之后，他们的生活还比不上在那些中国还没有跟他出来的人一样。
However, many years have passed. They realize what they have today here is not even close to what his friends had there.
跟他同龄人在一起生长的那些人，现在可能在中国过得非常的好。
And his friends back in China living a much better life than they do here.
但是他发现在这里，他的梦想在这里变成了失望。
And the dream becomes a great disappointment.
他们曾经以为这里有一份很好的工作，非常平等自由的生活等着他们，但是他们发现这里并不像他们想象那样。
And things what happened to them really was different than they expected.
那我们到底来这里怎么可以安慰我们呢？
So how can we receive comfort and blessing by coming to this country?
假如我们谈到的所有的人生是没有意义和没有价值、没有追求的，我们还活着干什么？
If there's nothing for us to pursue in life, then why bother to live?
大家都知道我是怎么成为基督徒的。
Many of you knew how I became a Christian.
当我成为基督徒之后，我发现了人生真的是完全改变。
And after I became a Christian, my life was completely changed.
在以前的时候，我回想我的生活的时候，我是觉得我的生活比所有人都苦。
And looking back, before I became a Christian, my life was nothing but suffering.
但是当我成为基督之后，我回想我过去的时候，我觉得那都是甘甜。
And after I have become a Christian, anything that happened to me when I look back, I thought they were sweet experiences.
在没有成为基督徒之前呢，我对很多的人和物呢和事情呢，我充满了仇恨。
And I was filled with hatred before I became a Christian.
当我成为基督之后，我觉得这一切都是上帝给我的祝福。
But afterI became a Christian, I felt, oh, these are all blessings from God.
我当我成为基督之后，我发现我的人生的道路一下子变得宽阔起来了。
And my life's way became suddenly very wide.
在中国八十年的时候，北京有一个大学生在中国青年报上面写篇文章。
In the 80s, there was a young man who wrote an article in the nationwide newspapers.
这篇文章带动了整个八十年代的中国人的一代人的思考。
And that brought in a great awakening movement in thought in China.
就是人生的路啊，为什么越走越窄？
The question he raised was, how come life's way is narrower and narrower?
我相信这件事情直接会影响到1986年和1989年的那种学生运动。
And I believe this article has a direct impact on the student movements in 86 and 89 later.
其实在我们每个人年轻的时候，我们这样的梦想都会引导我们的生活。
Our dream leads how we live, especially when we are young.
人生就靠这种梦想来帮助我们可以一步一步往前走。
And we go forward through dreams to be realized.
当你的梦想变破灭的时候，我觉得很多人就觉得人生没有意义了。
And when your dreams collapse or vaporize, then you feel there's no meaning in life.
在中国的大学生在北京啊，我会发现每一个大学里头都有自杀的事情。
And many college students, especially just for Beijing itself, many college students committed suicide.
在十年前，假如你听到一个大学生自杀的话，是举国都感到很惊诧的事情。
If this happened 10 years ago, whole nation would be shaken.
现在的话，每一个大学都在比哦，哪一个大学能不能够比别的大学死的少一点。
And now what we do is that can we have relatively less students commit suicide than other colleges?
所以这个人生的这个大学生的这个信仰在中国是一个很大的危机。
Therefore, the faith of college students is a great crisis in China.
很多人想很多的办法，希望能够帮助这些人，能够让他们重新建立他们的理想。
And many studies have been done, try to help the young people to reestablish dreams for their lives.
所以在大学里面开始有了辅导老师和心理学的老师。
Therefore, we have counselors available in college and campus.
但是这些真的能够帮助人生建立目标吗？
But can these really establish our goals for our lives?
我相信没有这样。
I don't think so.
一个人假如不认识永生的上帝，他对人生这个短暂的人生是不会有任何的价值感的。
Without knowing the eternal God, it's impossible for us to establish any short-term goals for our life.
但是当我们当然相信，就是假如你成了基督徒，并不见得就是一帆风顺的。
Of course, on the other hand, if we become a Christian, doesn't mean everything will go smoothly in our lives.
很多人就来嘲笑基督徒。
And many people tease Christians.
当你遇到困难的时候，更多人会来嘲笑你。
Especially when we encounter challenges or difficulties.
就像当年的约伯来质问约伯，约伯的朋友来问约伯的问题一样。
Just like what happened to the man Job in the Bible, even his close friends questioned why he suffered.
你为什么有那么多的难处呢？
How come you had so many difficulties?
要不你就是得罪你的上帝。
I think you have offended God.
要不就是你的上帝没有这个能力。
Or your God is not capable of helping you.
我们发现有很多的嘲笑会随面而来。
And many teases may come upon.
特别在中国大陆，假如你要坚持自己是一个基督徒的话，是遇到很多难处的。
Especially living in China, if you insist to be a Christian, you will encounter a lot of difficulties.
当我成为基督徒之后，很多的嘲笑就随之而来。
And I had the same experience.
特别是刚我刚信主的时候。
Especially right after I became a Christian.
很多的行为和刚信主的时候没有很大的区别。
And my deeds became very different after I believed.
很多就来嘲笑我。
Therefore, many people teased me.
哦，你是基督徒，你怎么还可以做这样的事情？
So how come you do something like that? You are not a Christian now.
哦，你是基督徒，你为什么可以做这样？
How can you act this way if you are a Christian?
我发现非常感谢上帝。
I thank God very much.
当很多人在这么质问我的时候，我发现我跟上帝的关系越来越近。
The more questions or teases I receive, the closer my relationship with our God.
我发现我越来越像一个基督徒。
And then I behave more and more like a Christian because of all these questioning.
特别是当以前不认识我的人，后面经认识我的人，他们会觉得哦，我真的像一个圣徒一样的。
Especially when people who didn't know before.They came to know me after I became a Christian. They will feel, wow, you act like a saint.
当我们成为一个基督之后，我们发现在教会里也会有很多人对你有不同的看法。
And after we become a Christian, people in the church also have different views.
因为教会对你的要求会越来越高。
And they have a higher standard for you.
你周边的人对你越来越要求越来越高。
People around you have a higher expectation.
他们都希望你变得真的是像耶稣基督那样完美。
And they wish you become as perfect as Jesus.
但是不管怎么样。
But doesn't matter how.
不管信不信这个人，他们对耶稣基督徒这个字是有很特别的看法的。
You can tell whether they're believers or not, they have a different view or specific expectation for Christians.
这个人他可能不是一个基督徒。
This person may not be a believer or Christian.
但是他对基督徒的看法要求是非常高的。
But he will have a very high expectation or standard for
Christians. 他总觉得基督徒应该像圣徒一样。
And he felt that, you know, Christians should be like
that. 他们应该充满了慈悲。
They should be full of mercy.
充满了绝对的爱。
Full of absolute love.
他们不会发脾气。
They should not have bad temper.
他们充满了一切的公义。
They should be righteous.
他们是如此的良善，就像主耶稣基督一样。
They should be as good and kind as Jesus.
所以当你做到一件不好的事情的时候
so if you do something wrong,
所有的人都会来说你为什么不能够像基督一样那么去生活
Everybody will criticize you. Why don't you act like a Christian?
所以我非常的感谢上帝
So I'm very thankful to the Lord.
当我成为基督之后我就一直想我怎么来服侍主
And after become a Christian, I always try to find a way to serve my God.
为什么要这么讲呢
Why do I say this?
你知道将一个人啊他以前对生活没有盼望这个时候他一次因为主耶稣基督的缘故他对生活再次充满盼望的时候他会为主耶稣做什么事情
Imagine I was a person without hope Now suddenly I found the Lord and my life is full of hope So I want to do something for my Jesus
中国人是有一句话啊。
There's a saying, Chinese saying.
滴水之恩当涌泉相报。
And even you receive just a drop of grace, you should return the flavor with stream of water.
我想这种教导在我们非常小的时候，我们的父母就告诉我们。
This is the kind of teaching we received since I was a child.
所以你要应该懂做一个懂得感恩的人。
You have to return the favor.
懂得在中国就是要讲义气的人。
And you have to be thankful.
所以当我们真的是成了基督之后，我就特别愿意在主耶稣基督做一点什么为他。
Therefore, after I receive the grace from the Lord, I want to do something for him in return.
但是你知道，我们翻版圣经，翻完整本圣经，主耶稣并不见得要我们做什么事情。
But I flipped through the entire Bible, I didn't see Jesus asking any favor from me.
整本圣经告诉我们最多的是说，我们要敬拜他。
The most I see is that God said, worship me.
我们要遵从他的名。
And honor my name.
我们要宣扬他的名。
Proclaim my name.
所以当我们真的成了基督之后，我们发现我们真的不能为上帝做什么。
So after I became a Christian, I realized I really can't do much for my Lord.
因为上帝他是如此的伟大，他说有就有，命立就立。
Because he's the Almighty God, he just said and things will happen.
甚至他不需要我们为他去传福音。
He doesn't even need us helping to preach the gospel.
你知道，假如神要一个人信主，他说让他信他就信了。
It's very easy if he speaks to a person, that person will believe.
但是我们有机会跟神做事情。
But the fact that we can do something for him.
这是神给我们一个极大的恩典。
It's a great grace from God.
你知道，当有一天你跟布什去一起做事情的时候，你觉得非常的荣耀。
谁？哦，
布什，你们的总统。
Okay. One day, if you are qualified to actually work with President Bush, then you will consider that a great honor.
哇，你会觉得真的不一样。那天是我跟布什来翻译的。
And imagine that you translate for President Bush.
哦，你会发现哦，布什那套西装是我给他做的。
Or look at the suit, I made that for him.
布什那个讲稿是我给他写的。
Oh, look at what he's reading. I prepared a script for him.
你会觉得非常的荣耀。
You feel so honored.
你差不多打电话告诉你所有的亲朋好友。
You probably call around all your friends to make sure they know about it.
所以以后你要在布什的身边工作了。
They tell people that I will work for Bush.
但是你知道有一个人比布什更伟大。
But there's the one that's greater, much greater than Bush.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's the king of all kings and the lord of all lords.
布什也要在他的面前跪拜。
Even Bush has to kneel before him.
这就是主耶稣基督。
And that's our Lord Jesus.
这位万王之王。
The King of Kings.
现在你成了他的朋友。
Now we are his friends.
你跟他一块工作。
You can work with him.
他天天跟你在一起。
He's with us.
你也天天跟他在一起。
And you're with him every day.
这是件多么荣耀的事情。
What a great honor.
所以我们相信很多人来怀疑或者是来质问，哎，你为什么要成为基督徒，为成了传道人的时候，你就有话可以跟他讲了。
Therefore, when people question why you now become a full-time minister, you can tell them why.
特别当一个人知道自己是不配的时候，你却得了这么多恩典的时候，你就会对这位上帝的感恩之情会变得更多起来。
Especially when we realize how unworthy we are, then we'll be filled with thankfulness.
我从来没有想到我可以成为现在这样的人。
I never imagined I would become someone like me today.
在以前，我非常想成为一个有名的人。
In the past, I want to become someone who was famous.
名和利就是我最大的追求。
And the name and the fame and the wealth was what I was pursuing.
你知道现在在中国什么都有。
In China, you can pretty much find anything.
现在中国的人啊，很多有钱人啊，什么都有。
And a lot of rich people in China own almost everything.
就是没良心。
Except conscience.
大家都知道现在山西发生很重要的事情。
And something just happened in the province called 山西。
说几千个人啊被贩卖到山西去做奴隶。
Thousands of people were sold to that province to become slaves.
所以很多人说中国现在一国三制。
Therefore, they say they are actually three different ruling systems in China.
港澳呢就是资本主义制度。
And Hong Kong, Taiwan are capitalism.
然后呢大陆呢是社会主义制度。
And China, the main China itself is a socialism.
山西的现在是奴隶制。
And the province of 山西 is a slaveryism.
为什么呢就是很多人啊为了几百块钱就可以抓一个人把他卖到山西去做。
Just for the profit of a few hundred RMB, people were actually can trade or sell lives to that province.
我们谈到但是没有信仰真的是我们什么都可以做。
We are able to do anything without faith.
我们为了这些利益我们真的可以不择手段。
For a small profit, we're willing to do something
dreadful. 大家还听到山西有一件很特别的事情。
There's something else happening in that province.
因为山西有煤矿。
Because there's coal mine.
所以很多人在山西做事情的年轻人啊都因为煤矿还没有结婚这些年轻就死掉了。
And a lot of young people die in the mine.
山西呢有一个非常不好的习惯。
And they have this poor habit there.
他觉得一个人死了之后啊，假如一个人埋在地里头是没有结婚就埋在地里头啊，这个人是不吉祥的。
They feel that's a great misfortune if you die single and buried alone.
所以很多年轻人死了之后，他们的家人希望给他买到一个女人的尸体，可以跟他埋在一块。
So what happened is if a young man died, his family will try to find a dead woman's body to co-bury with him.
所以大概在10年之前，山西很多的那些就是刚刚去世的女人的墓呀，就被人挖掉了。
So what happened is a lot of young women's tomb will be digged open.
你知道这个对于一个美国人听起来讲，就是不可思议的事情。
To us, that's something incredible.
然后这样的事情在中国发生有10年之久。
But this has happened in China for more than 10 years.
并且，但你知道很多人呢就不敢把自己的女，就是有女人死掉的话，不敢把她埋在地里面。
Therefore, a lot of people dare to bury their young woman's body in the ground.
因为很怕有人把这个尸体偷去。
Because they're afraid people may just steal the body later on.
那假如这个尸体就是还能看得起脸的话，这个尸体可以在中国卖10,000块钱。
You know, it's worth 10,000 RMB if the dead woman's body, the features still remain.
连那些80岁的老太太，没有结婚的老太太死掉都被挖出来卖掉。
There are even some 80-some years old single woman's body was taken out.
死掉的女人毕竟很少啊。
There's not many dead women bodies.
死掉的男人多啊。
There's more dead men bodies.
那怎么办呢？
So what do they do?
你发现有一个很大的需要的市场啊。
Because there's a great need in this market.
所以很多人就来杀人卖尸体。
So what happened is they start to kill young women and sell her body.
在中国一个活人从河南把他抓去卖到山西去做苦工的话，只能卖500块人民币。
For a live male to be sold to the province, you can only sell for 500 RMB.
假如你把一个人杀掉去卖新鲜的活人的话，可以卖25,000块钱。
But to sell a freshly killed man is 25,000 RMB.
这是件多么令人可恶的事情。
It is such a terrible thing.
但是这只是利。
But that's because they're pursuing for profit and wealth.
没有信仰的人，他为了利，什么都可以做。
For the sake of money, people who without faith are willing to do anything.
当然，这一些人他是走得非常极端的，为了利的缘故。
But these people, of course, are the extreme group.
但是很多人也是为了利。
But you know, there are a lot of people still pursue after wealth.
他们做的事情看起来没有那么龌龊。
They may not do as dreadful things as dreadful as those.
他们所带来的破坏却比这杀一个人还更厉害。
But the destruction they brought forth is greater than the destruction by killing a person.
你知道有的人用自己的权力使中国的一片土地占有。
And people try to, through their own power, to occupy land.
然后就几千人就没有生活的来源。
When they occupy a piece of land, 1,000 people will lose the source of living.
然后呢，假如有人造反的话，他们就把他们抓起来丢进监狱里。
And people protest or, and they will capture them, arrest them and throw into the jail.
我知道你们来美国太久的人，或者在美国出生的人，我跟你们讲这样的事情，你们就像在听一个天荒夜谈。
You think this is just a terrible or an incredible story that you're listening to?
所以现在中国，你知道，当中国的这个奴隶事件被抓出来的时候，人们就开始来说，为什么不可能发生这件事情呢？
And people start to study how come things like slaveryism should not happen in China.
所以在中国现在这种情况下，这种事情发生是理所当然的。
They say, you know, in our culture, this is something natural.
你知道，在中国呢，这个杭州呢，有一个很大的湖。
In the city of Hangzhou, there's a great lake.
然后呢，这个湖呢，在一个月之间呢，这个湖的湖面全部被一种绿色的植物所覆盖了。
Within a month, and the surface of this lake is covered by something, a green plant.
然后呢，所有的人都没有水喝。
And because of that, people could not drink from the lake anymore.
然后呢，因为这个带来的污染，就是因为很多的那个工厂排放污水到这里面去。
And these things are contamination to the lake because of the local factories.
这些工厂为什么排放污水进去呢？是因为中国的很多的官员允许他们，地方的官员保护他们。
And the fact that these factories are allowed to dump their chemicals into the lake was because they were allowed by local officials.
面对所有的人来质问的时候。
So when people question them why they did something like this,
这个市的市长竟然告诉他们，这是我们最初的这个社会主义初级发展必然经过的历程。
And when people question how come this happened, the mayor of the city says, you know, this is a sure stage we have to go through as a socialism country.
他说在你们美国最初的时候也是这样。
You know, in the United States, same thing happened early on.
他说你们不知道英国为什么叫雾都吗？
Don't you know why London's called foggy, the foggy city?
因为就是因为当时他们做那个就是工厂就是工业革命初期的时候，那个工业太多的缘故。
It is all the result of the Industrial Revolution.
所以你看这一切人他把这一切都当成理所当然的事情。
They just attribute all these developments something natural.
这个社会没有公义和良善之分。
You see, there's no goodness, there's no righteousness in that country.
所以人们都在做着违法的事情。
People are doing things illegal.
可以说实话，现在中国人，所有人就是全民都是贪污。
And you can pretty much say the whole nation is corrupted.
全民都是腐败。
It's corrupted.
老百姓在指责当官的腐败。
And the people of the nation accuse the officials of their corruption.
其实当官，老百姓自己也很腐败。
But many people are the same way too.
很多情况下是因为他们没有钱来腐败。
And the problem is they don't have enough money to corrupt.
你可以想象一些
the government is doing.
稍稍有钱的，有钱的一点的人。
But people that are wealthy.
他们在中国吃饭的时候，你们美国人都比不上的。
You can even eat the kind of food they eat.
那我们在中国人请人吃饭，假如是两三百块钱，觉得是很丢脸的事情。
If I say let me treat you dinner, but I only spend 200-300 人民币, we feel so embarrassed.
从来不会有人请人来家里吃饭的。
And people don't invite people to their house to eat.
那就谁比谁要请的更高级一点。
Yeah, people compete in the way they treat each other.
啊，所以当我在来梁弟兄请我去他们家吃饭的时候，我觉得他们好小气的。
So when I came to the country, Brother Liang invited me to their house to eat. I thought, gee, these people are so stingy.
我知道，是开玩笑。我知道美国人请你去家里吃饭，人家是给你最好的待遇。
But that's different in this country because that's the greatest hospitality you can offer in this country.
但中国人不一样。
But it's different in China.
假如你请客人吃饭，桌子上的菜吃光了，是很丢脸的。
If you take someone out to eat and they finish all the food on the table, that's bad.
假如你的桌子上吃完的时候，桌子上最好是剩下几个菜还没有动，那就是最好的。
And if you, they finish eating, you still have a few dishes not even been touched.
假如你要提出要一个 box 把这个菜带回去的话，人家就会指责你，你太真是太小气了。
If you have a leftover and you say, "Hey, let's box this home," they will think you're so stingy.
我经常来美国，也学会美国的一些不好的习惯。
And I have lived here for a while, so I pick up a few habits here.
所以我希望把这个剩吃剩的东西打包走。
A lot of times I like to pack the leftover home.
你知道我的爸爸是农村的农民。
And my father is a farmer by profession.
在我们家里吃饭的时候啊，那一颗饭掉在桌子上都要我捡来吃了。
And when we have like even a grain of rice drop on the table, he will ask me to pick up and finish it.
但是我跟我爸爸去请我亲戚说来吃饭的时候。
But if my father and I go to the restaurant treat my our relatives.
我叫了很多的菜。
I will order a lot of nice dishes.
但是真的生活都很好了，大家吃一点点就饱了。
Because everybody you know live well, so we couldn't finish all the food.
啊，很快的，桌子上剩了很多东西。
Of course, we had a lot of leftovers.
我跟我爸爸说，我们把它打包回去吃吧。
So I suggest my dad, why don't we pack this home?
哇，你这个人怎么这样？
He said, how can you ask for that?
太丢人了。
That's so embarrassing.
当着这么多人把吃剩的东西带回去。
In front of all my relatives.
人家还说你是著名的指挥家。
And they know you're a famous conductor.
你怎么能做这样的事情？
How can you do something like that?
太丢脸了。
That is so embarrassing.
哎呦，我当时我真的我差点我不认识我爸爸了，你知道
吗？Suddenly, I feel that I don't recognize my father anymore.
爸爸，我说小时候我丢了一颗饭在桌子上，你都要我捡起来吃了。
Dad, remember when I was a child, I have even picked the one grain of rice left on the table at home.
我爸说那是在家里。
He said that's when we do at home.
哇，那每个人都爱面子。
Because we all are keep our honor.
因为每个人觉得这样的话，这是非常好的事情。
Because to be able to treat luxuriously is a good thing.
所以在周我们的周围啊，充满了这样的不义的事情。
And therefore, surrounding us are unrighteous things like these.
托尔斯泰就告诉我们说，假如没有上帝，我什么都可以做。
And there's a famous poem that says, "If there's no God, I can do anything."
我不知道中间我们今天有多少人你还不是基督徒。
And I don't know how many among us are not yet Christians.
但是我非常感谢上帝，你愿意走进教会来，我相信这个就是你跟这个永生的福气已经有一点点了。
But the very fact that you are walking to God's house today, I think you have started the blessing with God.
并且我知道你走进教会，可能是因为你的丈夫或者是你的太太是。
Maybe you walked here because your spouse dragged you here.
但是我知道，当你走进来的时候，就是你心里已经开始有一个愿意。或许我能够去听到，或者圣经里头有一些很特别的是我不知道的事情。
I believe when you're walking here, there's some willingness in your heart, hoping that you will learn something that you didn't know before.
也许你会在很多的怀疑当中。
Maybe you still have a lot of doubt.
也许你对基督徒充满了一些不了解。
And you still have a lot of misunderstanding about Christians.
也许你周边的基督徒在你面前没有很好的见证。
Maybe Christians you know do not have good deeds.
但是你所看到的都不是全面的。
But that's not a comprehensive view.
你来看为这位主耶稣基督。
Come and take a look of Jesus.
他是多么的完善。
He is all good.
其实我们知道没有一个基督徒是完善的。
No Christian is perfect.
但是我们基督徒就是 跟别人不一样的地方就在于我们知道自己是不完善的。
The difference between Christians and non-Christians is that Christians know they are not perfect.
我们在我们周边的很多人都觉得自己是好人。
A lot of friends around us figure, regard themselves good people.
那远志明讲过这样一句话。
And Brother Yuan said this before.
他说假如你要找好人的话去监狱里找。
You want to look for good people? Go to the jails.
监狱里每个人都说我是冤枉的我是好人。
Because everybody in the jail says, I'm innocent.I'm not guilty.
唯有到教会里的时候每个人都说我是坏人我是罪的。
But when you go to church, everybody confesses, I am a sinner.
但是你会发现每个人对这个的要求是不一样的。
But we all have different standards.
我们看到主耶稣基督他是如此的完美。
Jesus is perfect.
他说你来吧在我的面前来我给你得安慰。
And he said, come to me, I will give you comfort.
我相信每个人都希望得到这个祝福和帮助。
And I believe everybody wants to receive
comfort. 我们很小的时候希望父母来安慰我们。
When we were a child, we wish our parents were comforted.
我们从小的时候希望得到别人的注意。
And we want to get people's attention.
但是没有任何人可以来安慰我们。
But no true person can really comfort us.
当有人给你一句安慰的话你会觉得非常的兴奋。
And you get excited when people give you some words of encouragement.
在我五岁之前我从来没有得到过表扬。
I was never praised before I was five.
大家知道我是全村最吵的人。
Because I was the most naughty and noisy boy in the entire village.
所有的人都讨厌我。
Everybody disliked me.
村子里做错了任何一件事情都觉得是我做的。
Anything went wrong in the village, they felt I must have done it.
我爸爸就说五分钟不打我我的皮就痒了。
And my father used to say, your skin gets itchy if I don't spank you every 5 minutes.
在美国长大的小朋友真幸福。
And kids here are so fortunate.
因为父母不能打你们。
Because it's illegal for your parents to punish you.
啊，碰都不敢碰你们。
Physically punish you.
要碰你们，他们你爸爸妈妈就会到监狱里面去。
And they may be arrested for physically abuse you.
在中国不一样的。
But in China, it's a total different story.
哇，所以以后我要把我儿子带回中国去养。
So I will bring my son back to China.
在这里我不能打他。
Because I cannot spank him.
我应该把他带到中国去。
So I should have brought him home in China.
但是真的。打人真的是不是解决问题的办法。
However, spanking your kid is not a way to resolve the problem.
所以当时候，当五岁的时候，我就发现有不一样的事情。
And I noticed when I was five.
我从五岁开始学习音乐。
I started to learn music when I was at age of five.
当我第一次拉出一首好听的音乐了之后，很多人就对我刮目相看。
And people had a different point of view for me once they heard music I played.
我得到第一次的表扬。
And I was praised for the first time.
哇，新拿子你拉得很好听啊。
Oh, you did such a wonderful job.
你知道新儿子湖南人说男孩子都叫拿子。
They say, oh, hey, boy.
所以我只有梁妈妈听得懂。
It's a local, it's a native tongue he was sharing.
但是你知道当我听到这种赞扬的时候我的心被改变。
And I started to change when I heard people praise me.
但是在我们生活当中我们真的是没有人会来赞扬你的。
But in your normal life, very few people praise you.
每个人都想贬低你。
People usually try to put you down.
我是音乐家，在我们音乐当中更甚。
I'm a musician. It is very common in my industry. People like to put you down.
你知道，假如你跟另外一个音乐家来谈话的时候，你会发现从他嘴里充满了很多的埋怨。
And if you chat with a musician, then you feel that he complains a lot.
当你跟他谈到另外一个音乐家的时候，他嘴里脸上充满了不屑。
When you talk about another musician with this musician friend, he would be full of criticism.
他们总会有很多的对别人不好的看法。
They have a lot of bad point of view towards others.
他们总觉得这个指挥家不够帅。
They would say, you know, that conductor wasn't good looking.
他们总觉得他手上有点僵硬。
And he's kind of stiff when he conducts.
他们觉得卡拉扬也不好，因为他老闭着眼睛。
And they didn't like the conductor卡拉扬 because he always closed his eyes.
他们觉得在他们心目中，他们没有任何一个人比得上他自己的。
No one was as perfect as himself.
哇，这音乐家是这样的。
That's how musicians are in general.
你知道，在以前我没信主之前，我也差不多是这样。
I was like that before I became a Christian.
那在我心目当中，我觉得没有任何人可以比得上我的。
I thought no one can even come close to my performance.
你知道，中国交响乐团应该要我来做指挥就最好。
And I should be the conductor of the greatest orchestra in China.
最好中央音乐学院院长一样，我当最好。
I should be the dean of the best music college in China.
所以你知道吗？在音乐家当中，自己总是最好的。
For a musician, they always regard themselves the best.
但是你知道，当你成为基督之后，你会完全不一样。
But things start to change once I become a Christian.
你总是会发现别人比自己强。
You start to feel that other people are better.
因为圣经告诉你说，你要看自己，看别人比自己强。
Because the Bible says regard others better than yourself.
在过去的时候，我总觉得自己非常有智慧。
In the past, I thought I was the wisest, the smartest.
但是你知道，当我信了主之后，我才知道自己真正的有智慧。
But after I became a Christian, I realized.
因为圣经上告诉你，认识耶和华是智慧的开端。
The wisdom, the beginning of the wisdom is the knowledge of the Lord.
因为以前你看到，以前我总觉得别人比自己都差。
In the past, I thought people were inferior to me.
所以我永远就是这个水平。
So I kept myself at the same standard and the level.
因为很长的时间，我觉得中国没有任何人可以做我的老师。
And for a long time, I thought I cannot find any teacher in this country.
但是我成了基督之后，我发现不一样。
But after I became a Christian,
我觉得所有人都可以做我的老师。
I suddenly felt, you know, everybody is better than I am. Everybody can be my teacher.
你知道，当时这时候我就完全得到很多的祝福。
Then I started to be blessed.
你知道我可以从很多人学到很多很多宝贝的东西。
I started able to learn a lot of things from other people.
你知道我学习了什么叫谦卑。
I learned how to humble myself.
当我真的谦卑在别人面前的时候，每个人都成为我的帮助者。
And when I'm willing to humble, everybody else becomes my helper.
当我没有成为基督徒之前，我总是骄傲。
Before I was a Christian, I was so proud.
我觉得我自己是最好的。
I thought I was the best.
所以每个人都是我的敌人。
So everyone was my enemy.
但那时候我没有朋友在中国。
I had no friends.
所以很多的乐队员排我指挥一次，就别人不会再请我的。
And then, many orchestra members will not bother to reinvite me after I come back.
他们说苏文新这个人水平还是不错的。
They say, you know, conductor Su was pretty good professionally.
就是没办法跟人合作。
But just very hard to work with people.
太爱骂人了。
He liked to rebuke people.
那个乐团的团长是很想请我去的。
And even the leaders of the orchestra wanted to reinvite me back.
因为我不会骂团长嘛。
Because I never rebuke him.
但是那些乐队员就不喜欢我了。
But the members in the orchestra hated me.
因为我经常骂乐队员。
I always rebuke them.
那么乐团的指挥也不喜欢我。
And even the their own conductor did not like me.
因为我总是说你们的指挥以前怎么指挥你们的。
Because I always question those members, how did you conduct a teacher before?
哇，很多老师也不喜欢我。
And a lot of teachers didn't like me.
因为我经常嘴无遮拦，我说你们的老师怎么教你的。
I always question those students, how did you teach a teacher before?
那时候真的没有人喜欢我。
So nobody liked me.
我自己都不喜欢我自己。
Even I myself did not like myself.
我觉得自己真的是很失败的在中国。
And because I feel I was a great failure.
但是我成了基督徒之后，我发现上帝给我极大的祝福。
After I became a Christian, God blessed me.
特别当我开始服侍主的时候。
Especially when I start to serve the Lord.
你们知道服侍主是一件多么美好的事情。
And I realized what a wonderful thing it is to serve the Lord.
在过去的十年，我一直在这个教会里生活。
And in the past 10 years, I lived in the church. I have a church life.
你在教会的弟兄姐妹充满了慈爱。
And you know how people in the church are full of love.
你做错的事情，大家也不怪你。
And nobody will really rebuke you when you do something wrong.
人们为你祷告。
They only pray for you.
大家都包容你。
They actually love you and tolerate you.
哇，当我到美国来，我就更舒服。
Especially when I come to this country.
哇，很多人都接纳我。
A lot of people receive me.
看起来我蛮小。
And I may be young.
大家都来关怀我。
I look young, so a lot of people take care.
我非常 enjoy 在里面。
I really enjoy this kind of caring.
但是你知道，上帝又给我有一个另外的呼唤。
And God sending me another calling.
难道你就永远的享受吗？
Are you going to just enjoy like this forever?
你不知道去关怀别人吗？
It's time for you to care for others.
你就懂得别人来关怀你吗？
You only sit here and receive others' caring.
你就懂得别人来帮助你吗？
You only sit here to receive others' help.
你应该去帮助别人。
It's time for you to help others.
因为圣经告诉我们施比受更有福。
Because the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive.
很长的时间你没有得到我最大的祝福。
For the longest time, you have not received the greatest blessing.
就是因为你没有去祝福别人。
Because you do not bless others.
所以从2000年的时候，我就开始真的学习怎么去祝福别人。
Therefore, I learned how to bless others from year 2000.
大家知道我在中国有一个学校。
You know, I have the school, music school in China.
迦南音乐学校。
It's Canaan Musical School.
专门来培训中国的传道人的。
And that's a school trying to train the Chinese ministers.
中国有一亿的基督徒。
And there are about 100 million Christians in China.
但是没有一个学校、一个地方可以来教他们学习音乐。
However, there's no school available in China to teach them about music.
在美国差不多有2000多个学校。
And here in this country, you have over 20 million schools.
至少有600多个学校可以教授基督教的音乐。
At least 600,000 of them were able to
teach music. 在美国的话，你随便走到一个音乐系里头，都可以学到教会音乐。
And you can learn religious music any college here.
但是你知道，美国一共才3亿人。
But there's only what 300 million people.
但是在中国有意义的人都没有人教他们唱赞美诗。
And in China, there are over 100 million Christians. There was no school teach them.
当我回想上帝为什么要我成为基督徒和拣选我的时候。
So when I look back, why God has chosen me to become a Christian?
我只有知道我应该来服侍他用音乐。
And I realized I should serve him through music.
我上次跟大家分享过我的学校。
I shared with you before about the ministry of my music school.
现在我们有一个新的东西可以跟大家分享。
And I have something new to share with you today.
你知道刚来做这样的服侍真的是不容易。
And it's not easy to serve like this.
你知道以前我教的都是中国最好的学生。
In China, I teach the best quality of students.
因为我在中国中央音乐学院教课。
Because I was teaching the best music school in Beijing.
这个是比茱莉亚音乐学院一样的有名的学校。
And this is like the equivalent of Julia Music School here.
并且在中国它超过茱莉亚音乐学院。
And in China, the standard is higher than the one in Julia Music School in New York.
因为中国所有最好的学生都会去这个学校学习。
Because the best students will go to this particular music college.
你会很有成就感。
And you will have a great sense of accomplishment.
因为你的学生很快都成为中国最好的音乐家。
Because you know very fast, these students one day will become the famous musicians.
但是上帝后来呼召我去教一些没有学过音乐的人。
But then God has sent me a calling that says, go teach those ministers who does not know music.
他们全都从中国的农村来。
They all came from the villages.
然后呢，他们没有学过任何的音乐。
These people never learn any music.
并且他们没有什么音乐的恩赐。
And neither do they have any gift.
他不像你们现在有很多的音乐的天赋这样的。
Not like in this country, a lot of people are musically gifted.
你知道，在我的学校，我讲一次他就明白了。
In my musical college, I only need to teach you once, the student will understand.
但是在这个迦南音乐的学生，你给他讲十次他也听不懂。
But in this Canaan musical ministry, you can teach the student 10 times, they still couldn't get it.
你必须手把手的来教他们。
You have to.Basically, hold their hands and teach them.
你会觉得很失望。
Many times you become disappointed.
你花很多的心血在他们身上，一年之后，他们只能可以勉勉强强的弹琴。
And you spend so much time on them, and they could barely make some music after a year.
特别是我到农村去服侍那些农村的弟兄姐妹。
Especially when I go down to the farm villages.
尽管我是从农村出来的
，Even though I was born and raised in villages，
也正因为我是从农村出来的
，Exactly because I came from a village，
所以我对农村就很讨厌的。
So I didn't like that kind of place。
我知道农村那个是什么东西。
I know what they eat there。
我告诉你，你们美国人到农村去吧，你们站在牛粪上面，你们都觉得很新奇的。
When you people visit our village, you feel that's exciting. Stand on the dough of cow。
我知道，我知道，你们去贵州的时候捡到那个这个牛粪，你们觉得很好看。
And then kids visited Guizhou last year. They pick up the.
那很 beautiful.
The poo of some cow. You thought they are beautiful.
但是你知道，在中国，我就说这是很恶心的事情。
But in China, we thought those are disgusting.
所以我很不愿意去农村。
So I hate to go down to the village.
因为我小时候最大的盼望就是离开农村嘛。
And my dream as a young boy is to leave villages.
当然了，现在不一样。
But now it's different.
但是那个时候我真的不愿意回农村去。
And but at that time, God sent me. I was reluctant.
我去的农村比我的家乡那个农村更辛苦。
And the village I went was even more poor than the one I came from.
没有厕所。
There was no restroom.
然后就用几块板子把它挡起来。
And the restroom was like was blocked by a few.
然后我正好那天要去上厕所。
And just so happened I need to go to the bathroom one time.
我看周围没有人。
I went and I look around there was nobody else.
这里就隔了一块木板。
And there's only one piece of hardwood board.
我就站起来准备蹲下去。
I stood right behind it and about to squat down.
我发现旁边还有声音。
Then I heard something.
是两个异性的姐妹在那个地方。
And I saw two ladies next to me.
把我吓得赶紧跑。
And I was so shocked, I ran away.
因为我觉得我冒犯了别人。
Because I thought I may have offended them.
然后我又去贵州。
And I went to 贵州。
你知道贵州的那个房屋是建在那个悬崖上面的。
And a lot of dwelling places were built on the cliffs.
所以那个厕所呢是只有这么宽的一个小木板。到很远的地方去。
So in order to go to the restroom, there's just the narrow board leads you to the restroom.
好，那个下面是大概有30米高的地方。
And underneath the board was about 30 meters high.
你可以看到下面，你就会生怕自己掉下去。
And it's a narrow board. When you walk upon it, you are so afraid you might fall.
你像一只小鸟的站在那个上面。
You cling out to the board like a bird.
你可以想象你怎么可以在那个地方上厕所。
Imagine how can you go to a restroom like that?
你丢一个东西下去，你发现好多时间你才能听到声音。
You try to drop something down, it took a while to hear the echo.
他们安排你睡的地方是有很多东西的。
And the place you have to sleep, and it's filled with other things.
那个上面挂了很多的那个大的肉。
And there are a lot of raw meat hanging on above you.
有干的鱼。
And dry fish.
有干的鸡。
Dry chicken.
啊，你旁边放了很多的米。
And a lot of rice buckets next to you.
还放了很多的米剥出来的糠。
And the skin of the rice.
啊，然后呢，那个米上面有很多的虫子。
And there are little worms flying around above the rice bucket.
然后呢，还有很多的跳蚤在床上。
And a lot of flies on your bed.
那个房子的下面。
On your bed.
你能看到牛。
And right below where you live, the first floor was a lot of cows.
因为那个木板是有缝隙的。
And the floor was like a piece of wood, so there are cracks.
你很难想象你怎么可以在这地方睡觉。
You just have a hard time imagining how can I sleep like this.
但是上帝就要我去那样的地方。
But that's where God sent me.
他在那里教导我。
He was teaching me.
他说这一群人需要你的帮助。
He said, people here need your help.
我在那里住几个礼拜来教他们音乐。
I spent a few weeks there to teach them music.
也跟他们来分享圣经。
Share with them the word of God.
啊，他们非常的感动。
And they were so touched.
所以当我从那里出来的时候，我自己的生命也完全被改变。
And after those few weeks, my life was changed.
你知道，你可以过另外一种生活。
And I realized I can live another kind of life.
在中国有很多的人过着这样的生活。
And many people in China live a life like that.
你知道耶稣基督他没有高高的在天上跟人家来发号施令。
Same with Jesus, he did not stay in heaven and give out his orders.
你们可以想象主耶稣基督他可不可以在天上说你们全信了吧。
Just imagine this, Jesus could stay in heaven and says, just believe.
他可不可以在天上给我们来讲道。
Could he just speak to us from heaven?
告诉我们说天堂近了你们要悔改。
He said, repent, the heaven is near.
他完全可以这样做到。
He could absolutely, totally done that.
但是他没有。
But he didn't choose to do that.
他来到我们当中。
He said he came among us.
住在我们当中。
And he lived among us.
然后跟我们一样。
He was, became one of us.
跟我们一样的吃一样的住。
He ate like us, he stayed like us, he lived like us.
一样的接受那些痛苦的事情。
He went through sufferings of life just like us.
这就是我们的上帝。
And this is the kind of God.
所以我们要学习他。
We need to learn.
我们跟随他。
We need to follow him.
我们成了基督徒。
We are now Christians.
我们也像他一样的。
We have to be just like him.
去到那些贫苦人当中。
To go to the lowly people.
中国现在有三亿人过在真的是没有饭吃的这种生活。
There are about 300 million Chinese.
你很难想象三亿人是个什么概念。
Can you imagine this number?
美国一亿，美国的人口就是三亿人口。
And that is the entire population in this country.
你可以想象全美国人都没有饭吃吗？
Imagine everybody in this country has no food.
假如你们是其中的一员没有饭吃的人会是什么样的？
And how does it feel if you
这一群人被边缘化，没有人关心他们？
And these people are pretty much forgotten.
我特别盼望假如我们中间有弟兄姐妹，你们愿意回到中国去。
It's my wish if any people among us are willing to go back to China.
我相信你就像主耶稣基督一样的。
And I believe you will be just like Jesus.
主耶稣基督放弃了天上的荣华来到人当中。
How Jesus Christ gave up his glory in heaven to come to the earth.
因为我听说很多人说我在美国不用庆祝，因为美国我也不用上天堂，因为美国就是天堂了。
And a lot of people says, you know,United States of America is heaven, so I don't need to believe in God. This is heaven here.
因为有一个人说，跟一个传福音，他说，你知道吗？信主可以上天堂。
Because somebody told him that, you know, believing Jesus and you can go to heaven.
啊，他说我不用了，我已经在天堂了。
He said, no, don't bother, I'm in heaven now.
所以，假如你们要到中国去帮助那些贫穷的人，我相信真的跟他们的祝福带来是无限的。
And I believe if you are willing to go to China and help those people, you will bring a great blessing to them.
你们带去的不是你们的钱。
Not your money.
你们的爱。
But your love.
你知道，他们觉得他们没有被人忘记。
They will realize that I'm not forgotten.
你知道我去四川的时候。
When I went to the province 四川。
大凉山，全是彝族。彝族。
I went to this place filled with彝族啊。
对，彝族，少数民族。
Oh.
哦、
oh, that's a minority tribe dwelling place.
然后呢，你知道我碰到一个老太太。
And I met with this old lady.
你是毛主席派来的吧？
She said, "Are you sent by Chairman Mao?"
这是一九九九年的事情。
That was back in 1999.
我说毛主席早就死了。
I said, "You know, old lady, Chairman Mao died long time ago."
他们说那他现在谁做毛主席啊
？And then she said, "Who is the Chairman Mao today?"
所以你看到他，我看到他们跟我们，他们请我们吃饭。
And they treat us with meals.
一锅的土豆。
It's a pot of beans.
当然，你们美国人很喜欢吃土豆。
People here like beans.
但是那个土豆跟你们不太一样。
But it's a different kind of bean.
很小。
Very small in size.
然后呢，你们的土豆会削掉皮。
And you will peel your beans.
他们的土豆是不削皮的。
But their beans, oh, 土豆 ，potato, potatoes. Potatoes, okay. Here, when you eat potato, you peel the skin of potatoes. Back in China, they don't.
然后我们到了那个农村之后，很多小朋友、小孩子都围着我们。
And when we went to the village, a lot of little children would surround us.
然后呢，我们就开始吃那个土豆。
They would start to eat the potatoes.
我们把那个皮全丢掉。
We peel those skin when we eat.
你知道，我就看到旁边的小孩子也拿着土豆。
And I look around, these kids have potatoes in their hands.
他们有很多的脏东西在脸上。
And their face is kind of dirty.
他们穿得非常的破烂。
And they don't have much to wear.
他们没有穿鞋。
They have no shoes.
他们流着鼻涕。
They have,
就像感冒了一样。
They have snot running down their nose.
然后他们就一手吃。
So they would eat the potato.
他们眼睛看着我们。
And with their eyes focused on us.
然后我们每一次把那个皮丢到地上，他们的眼睛是这样。
Every time when we throw the peel of the skin, skin of potato on the ground, they will look like.
他们从来没看到吃土豆要剥掉皮的。
They never realized that you actually throw away the skin of potato.
非常的惭愧。
We feel so ashamed.
所以我们就开始不剥皮了。
So then we learn not to throw away the skin.
我们也跟他一块吃那个皮。
We ate exactly the same manner they do.
但我觉得是心里蛮难过的。
And I feel really sad.
但是也就是这件事情让我在中国可以来服侍神。
And because that kind of lesson I learned, I was able to serve God in China.
让我去服侍他们，对我来说是一个非常大的谦卑的课程。
And it's such a humbling lesson for me to serve them.
你知道，你以前服侍的全是大学生。
In the past, I served people like college students in a nice environment.
但是你现在服侍这群人，你就要非常的小心。
Now, when I go down to the village to serve these people, I have to be careful.
你发现你讲的话他们听不懂。
Because they may not understand what you're saying.
你跟他们讲太初有道。
And if you share them in the beginning, there is God.
你跟讲马丁路德和加文的神学思想的区别。
And you talk about different theories in theology.
你会发现这一切都没有意义。
This is pointless to them.
其实说实话，到那个地方，神学知识已经没有什么意义了。
Theology is meaningless and pointless in those places.
他们就看到你的爱最重要。
It's most important for them to witness the love you have.
当我们这么的去做的时候，
and when we do something like that,
上帝就把他的祝福给了我们。
God poured down His blessing.
所以在我的意象当中，这个福到底是什么样的呢？
Therefore, what kind of blessing we're talking about?
第一是你要认识主耶稣基督。
Blessing, a true blessing is to know Jesus Christ.
这是祝福的开始。
That is the beginning of your blessing.
然后跟随他，效法他，这是加倍的祝福。
And if you follow him and imitate his behavior, that's double portion of blessing.
我很盼望大家不要停留在那种得福的份上。
So it's my sincere wish that we don't stay in the condition that just to receive blessings.
你知道，在中国我们也这么想，就讲这样的一句话。
And in China, we have the saying.
就是你假如你想活得，你的意义，你的生命的意义和价值在于你可不可以祝福别人。
And the meaning, the significance and value of your life depends upon how much blessing you can bring to others.
你有百万的家冠。
You may be a millionaire.
你有很多的名声。
You may have a great reputation.
你有很多的学问。
You may have a lot of knowledge.
你有非常高的技巧。
You may be very skillful.
但是没有人需要你。
But if no one needs you.
你就没有任何的价值。
Then you have no value.
我们发现周边有很多这样的人。
Don't we know a lot of people like that?
没有人需要他的。
No one else needs them.
他们觉得生活一点价值意义都没有。
They feel there's no value or meaning in their life.
所以人生是很短暂。
Life is short.
我很盼望那些没有成为基督徒的朋友，你们可以来思想这样的问题。
It is my sincere wish that friends among us can meditate upon these questions.
假如我们觉得人生可以活很久的话，
If you think you can live a long life,
我相信没有几个人能活过一百岁。
I think no one can live beyond 100.
假如你觉得百岁很长的话，我可以把你划分成十年、十年的，你就可以数十次。
And let's say you live up to 100, and then we divide 10 years apart, then you can count the second 10 times.
非常短的时间内可以抓住这个人生永生的这种意义和价值。
And this is my wish, in the short span of life, you can grab hold of the eternal value of life.
不要等到我们年老的时候。回忆这一生真的没有任何的意义。
Don't let us wait until we are old. We look back, we feel that we have done nothing.
现在中国非常流行一首打油诗。
And this is a famous poem in China.
你就知道人生是多么的没有意义和价值。
Then you realize how meaningless and pointless lives are.
他说：“一岁出场亮相。”
When you were one, you came out and showed forth yourself.
十岁天天向上。
And when you at age of 10, you work hard every day.
为什么十岁？我中国人十岁就是读小学的时候，要好好学习，一天天向上，对不对
？That's the time you go to elementary school. That's the time you work hard to learn.
二十远大理想。
And at age of 20, you have this great dream and plan.
啊，因为我们到二十岁的时候，我们要考大学，我要怎么样？你看二十岁的人都是想，我以后要怎么怎么样？
And,
我也对。
Because that's the time you go to college, you have all these dreams about your future.
好像你可以左右整个世界。
It's like you're able to conquer the world.
再隔十年，三十岁。
At 30,
三十基本定向。
You have pretty much set your future.
到了三十岁，你就知道自己差不多了，这一生大概就是这个样子了。
You have a pretty good idea how the following of your life will be.
所以一个人三十岁之前没有做什么事情，到了三十岁之后，大概也就是这个样子。
If you don't accomplish much before the age of 30, you probably won't accomplish much afterwards either.
四十岁呢，就处处吃香。
吃香。
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 这到处都喜欢你。
At age of 40, people like you everywhere you go.
为什么四十岁的人处处吃香？因为四十我们说不惑之年啊。
Because that's the age that you probably have no doubt about things in life anymore.
四十岁的人他有很多的经验。
And because you have enough experience in life.
所以你看看我们在座很多四十岁的人，你看。
That a lot of us are in the 40s.
四十岁的人是真的是蛮就有很好的身体，也有很好的智慧能力的。
You're still physically strong and you have gained enough life experience.
大家都喜欢四十岁的人。
So people like to deal with people in the 40s.
但是到了五十岁就不一样了。
At 50, it's different.
五十岁的人就很快就怕被 delay 了，是吧？就是被五十岁的人呢、啊，就很快被人 delay off 的。
The age they're afraid to be laid off soon.
所以五十岁的人就需要奋发图强。
Again, that's the age you need to work hard and strive.
如果老好奋发图强啊，说不定公司就把你给开了。
Because if you don't strive hard, you might be laid off by your company easily.
好了，我们发现人生过了差不多一半了。
Now half of your life is gone.
好了，你觉得自己什么都有了。
You thought, I have everything now.
你有很好的经验。
I have enough experience.
有很好的家庭。
I have nice family.
孩子也长大了。
My kids have grown.
工作的经验越来越有了。
And I have a lot of experience at work.
到了六十岁。
At 60.
你该告老还乡了。
It's time to return home.
To
retire.
中国六十岁退休，对不对？
In China, you'd retire at age of 60.
所以呢，六十岁就告老还乡。
So retire and return home at 60.
那干什么呢？
So what do you do after that?
七十岁了。
At 70.
就打打麻将了。
Play Chinese mahjong.
啊，然后呢，到八十岁了。
At 80,
就晒晒太阳了。
就 sit outside and get some sunshine.
打麻将都打不动了。
Because you're too old to play mahjong.
麻将还怎么学？
You have lost much of your vision that you can't really play mahjong anymore.
马上要糊了，把字摸的你都放炮了。
You made a fool of yourself trying to play mahjong at that age.
然后呢？你还很厉害，还可以再活十年，九十岁了。
Let's say you reach the age of 90.
那很多九十岁的人基本上躺在床上了。
Now pretty much you lie on your bed.
活一百岁。
At the age of 100.
挂在墙上。
You become the picture on the wall.
所以你发现人生真的没有意思。
And you know the meaning of life is pretty limited.
抓住主。
But to grab hold of Jesus Christ.
跟他的永生在一起。
To have his eternal life.
我们有限的生命就变得有价值和永生。
The limited life will have eternal value.
我有一个短片。
I have this little short.
大概有十分钟。
A little clip I want to show you.
我希望不要。
About 10 minutes.
然后呢，我希望大家看这个就作为结束。
And this will be the end of my sharing.
这是我的服饰。
And this shows my service, my ministry.
我在这个里面得到了无限的乐趣。
I have gained so much joy through the ministry.
我也在办过这个学校，亲身体会到上帝的同在和感。
And personally, I experienced God's blessing and presence.
他真的像打发乌鸦来供应我们的一切。
It's like he sent ravens to provide for
us. 当政府要监视我们、关闭我们的学校的时候，神在敌人面前为我们摆设宴席。
When government tried to shut us down, God set His table of blessing in the presence of our enemies. We'll experience a lot of blessings.
也请你为我们祷告。
Please remember our ministry in your prayer.
我也为那些没有信主的朋友们祷告。
And I also pray for those who have not known the Lord.
愿神祝福你们。
May the Lord bless you.
不要离开教会。
Do not leave God's house.
这是你所有的盼望的源泉。
Because this is the source of all your hope in life.
耶稣基督曾经给我这么美好的一切。
Jesus Christ has given me all these wonderful things.
他也给我们每一个人。
He also has given each other to us.
我特别劝勉年轻的小孩子。
Especially for young people.
我非常感谢上帝，你们的父母那么敬虔。
And I'm so thankful that you have godly parents.
所以你们在年轻的时候就可以到教会里来。
So you're able to come to the house of God at a young age.
尽管今天可能听不懂我在讲什么。
Maybe you don't know much about what I have shared.
但是你知道，我这样的生命也将会是你们年轻时候所追寻的。
And but very fast, you will pursue the kind of life I have experienced.
愿神祝福你们。
May God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you.
我有一首歌给大家来分享，这也是我的一个心路历程，也是我的心里想跟大家表达人生的福，大家都很会唱的啊，这样好不好？在世上有多少欢笑能使你快乐永久，试问谁能支配将来，永远不必担忧，名和利哪天才足够，能使你满足永久，试问就算拥有一切，谁能守住眼前的所有？人世间变幻，无常变幻，今朝多少光彩，在明日转眼消失离开。不朽的生命永存在，在耶稣基督里面，在跟随他的人心间。